It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Thursday, January 28th. I'm Patricia Naft. A former Paonia resident was found dead in the Austrian capital on Tuesday. Local authorities discovered the body of 25-year-old Lauren Mann after her employer got worried about her not showing up for work. Officials with the Vienna Police Department say they are waiting on the first autopsy report, but are treating the case as a homicide. Mann worked abroad as a nanny. Municipal elections will happen in April. In the town of Cedar Edge, Eugene Welch and Ray Hansen are running for mayor. Three Board of Trustees seats are also up for election. However, only two names will appear on the ballot. Incumbent Bob Michael and Dayton Myers are running unopposed. In Hotchkiss, six people are running for four open board trustee seats. James Roberts and Larry Jakubiak are seeking re-election. Ralph Sandman II, Mary Hockenberry, Patrick Webb, and John Marta are also vying for a spot on the board. In Crawford, Gil Saunders and Wanda Goforth are running for mayor. There are four board seats open. Hetty Todd is seeking re-election. Carl Page, Tammy Bruton, Jay Ziegler, John Patton, and Chris Waters are also vying for a seat on the board. Mail ballots go out in mid-March. Election day is April 5th. The Colorado Jobs Report is out for the month of December, and things are looking pretty good. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The most recent numbers are encouraging. Over 10,500 jobs were added to the state last month. Unemployment also dropped a tenth of a point to 3.5%. It's substantially better than the national rate of 5%. Joseph Winter, a senior economist with the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment, says things are looking up.
The Colorado economy has weathered quite a bit better than most of the country at large. A lot of that is because we are still expanding in population in Colorado, and very simply, more people give you a bit more employment.
Jobs went up in every major category, except for one, mining and logging. Winter says most of those lost jobs are in Weld County. Oil and gas development is in that sector, and the industry is struggling. Coal mining, though, isn't experiencing a heyday either.
There's some downward pressure on that due to utilities changing out of coal and into natural gas, which allows them to meet clean air standards without as much capital outlay.
Overall, Winter says things are going well. When asked if he's optimistic about Colorado's future, he says yes.
The reason for that yes is Colorado has been fortunate in that we have always drawn to the state younger people who tend to be more active in the labor force. We are not a state with a declining economic base and people leaving it the way you can imagine, say, along the Rust Belt, which has been going on for many years.
He also says that by attracting educated people to the state, they spur on economic development because of their higher wages. Over the past year, the average hourly wage increased 81 cents an hour in Colorado. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Colorado is one of a handful of states in the country that prohibits the sale of full-strength beer and wine in grocery stores. A coalition of residents and supermarkets is trying to change that. The organization, Your Choice Colorado, is launching a 75 Stores in 75 Days initiative. Representatives from the campaign will visit grocery stores around the state to talk to locals about changing Colorado liquor laws. As KRCC reports, Your Choice Colorado spokesman Matt Chandler calls the law leftover byproducts of prohibition.
Frankly, consumers already want these products, and it's about delivering what they want to them.
A measure has failed multiple times at the State House. Critics say a change in the laws could cost local liquor stores business. The organization wants to have a proposal to lift the ban on November's ballot. Congressman Scott Tipton toured Western Colorado last week. KDNK's Amy Haddon Marsh had this report from his stop in Carbondale.
Republican Congressman Scott Tipton had lunch with the Sopris Rotary Club in Carbondale last week and talked about pet issues such as the Healthy Forest Management and Wildfire Protection Act, community bank relief, and the Water Rights Protection Act. The congressman who represents 29 counties in Colorado's 3rd Congressional District has reintroduced the water bill in response to the Environmental Protection Agency's Water of the United States rule, or WOTUS.
Waters of the United States, where the EPA is effectively, in my estimation, attempting to be able to regulate every drop of water, every puddle, every stream, every stock pond in the country.
Tipton says this bill will reduce the risk of federal water takings and help protect Colorado's water law.
We have priority-based systems. Water is a private property right here in the state of Colorado, as it is throughout the West. We can't afford to lose control of that.
Tipton has also introduced two bills to address health insurance rates and access to care in Western Colorado.
One is called Putting Patients First Act. The other is a Republican Study Committee bill. Private sector solutions to be able to create a menu of choices. To be able to actually lower prices, to be able to incentivize actually access to care, because many of you have probably read the reports of the pool of physicians delivering health care is dropping.
The Congressman's Healthy Forest Management and Wildlife Protection Act would give states more control over high-risk areas on national forests and BLM lands.
If we can get Congress a little more involved in that process to be able to direct how some of those resources are going to be used. We don't want Congress micromanaging, but I think just on some of the philosophy end of this, a lot of our Forest Service personnel, our BM personnel that live and work right here, they understand the issues that we're facing because they live here, as opposed to somebody in Washington making that choice in terms of where those resources are going to be allocated.
The congressman stated that he would like to see a congressional lease swap to help answer some of the questions about the Thompson Divide.
And this ties back, actually, to the private property rights end of the world as well. We'd like to be able to see a responsible solution that can be worked out between the companies that have the leases and then the local community as well.
He said the straight swap idea has been endorsed by a variety of counties, not just to protect the Thompson Divide, but to develop areas in counties that want the development.
We've had conversations between our staff and Senator Bennett's staff, I believe, and we're communicating with Senator Gardner's staff as well. If we can actually move forward, I think, with a direct lease swap without trying to encompass other landscape legislation in those areas, that's something that we can certainly work with them on to be able to achieve.
Tipton made clear that he's concerned about honoring leaseholder rights, which he considers private property rights. For KDNK, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.